plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, the White Sands Hotel, by the way, is the home of what was one of the most amazing nightclubs in Dublin, and that, of course, is Tamango's Nightclub. Well, Tamango's Nightclub is still there. And on the 8th of June, Ireland's number one ABBA tribute act, Mamma Mia, will be playing in Tamango's Nightclub. It's on Saturday night, the 8th of June 2024. Tickets online, they're only €15 plus a booking fee, and you can go to eventbrite.ie and search for Mamma Mia at Tamango's Nightclub, and a guaranteed great night. That's a night you'd love as well. You're a big ABBA fan.
Huge ABBA fan.
I would really like to get to go to that as well. So once again, the 8th of June, Mamma Mia, the number one ABBA tribute act in Tamango's Nightclub here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. If you would like to go, tickets are available from eventbrite.ie, and they are €15 plus a booking fee. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? I got this message over the weekend, and it says, I was listening to one of your podcasts today, and it kills me to say this, but I agree 100% with the Dixon fella talking about owning a property. I'm also sick to the back teeth of hearing people whinging about, oh, my son or daughter will never be able to buy a house in Ireland. Yes, they will, if they actually save up money, work hard, and are realistic about where they live. I have a son and a daughter, 35 and 32, and they are both property owners. My daughter bought a two-bedroom apartment 2 months ago in Balbriggan. Last year, my son, who's only 32, bought a three-bedroomed house in Drimna. I'm not rubbing noses here, but I'm saying it is possible. They and their partners just have average jobs, but they saved and realised that they can afford to live where they can't afford to live where they grew up in Shankill. So it is possible. Get your kids to get off their arses, and it can be done. Forget about Dublin. You'll get a house here if you are a single mother with loads of kids, or you've never worked a day in your life. They're the facts, says Peter, and he says, I'll be listening from work. Yes, some people still actually work. So there you are. That's Peter's message. He's basically saying, if you want to get a house, you have to be realistic. You can't necessarily afford one next door to your mammy or daddy. If you're prepared to move away or move to an area that you might want to live in, then it's possible.
Okay, Peter, everything Peter says is right. I agree with him 100. Well, sorry, he's agreeing with me before I agreed with him. Have we got the clip of what happened on that podcast?
Okay, so this was from
context.
Yeah, this was a conversation the other day. We were talking about refugees and asylum seekers and how they're putting pressure on the housing market in Ireland. And this particular caller basically said his kids have a right to live next door to him, really. Have a listen to this conversation from a recent Opinions Matter.
My kids, Jeremy, want to live in the area where they were born and bred.
That's what you want to do. That's a dreamer's wish. That's a dreamer's wish. It really is.
Why?
A dreamer's... It's a dreamer's wish. This, and it's so Irish.
So what are you saying? My kids have to be born and bred in an area, and then they have to move out of that area.
Well, yes, that's life. That is life. That you don't have
right.
to. Well, it is.
Why is that life?
You're living in a fairy tale that you grow up on. Anyway, why wouldn't someone want to spread their horizons? Like, oh, I want to live in the same place I grew up in all my life, because I want to be near my mammy and daddy. Most of us do not.
Why people look at the option of that? So you're saying that because of this, we shouldn't have the option?
No, because we live.
Our kids have to emigrate. Our kids can't afford to buy.
They
live at home. What are you saying to that?
So Adrian's son just bought a house, and he's a young man. He bought a house through working and saving, and he managed to buy a house. What age is he?
He's 30,
so it is possible.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, and it's a topic for another day, but this dream that people have that, oh, I should be able, I should, the entitlement. I should be able to live within a kilometre of where my family home was. That's bollocks.
That's bollocks, he said.
Well, bollock.
Apparently, yeah.
You cut it early there. Okay, here's the thing.
So this is this is a conversation for another day. This is the other day.
So Peter, who messaged us about his two kids, and in fairness, he wasn't gloating about it. What he was saying is it can be done. They both have average jobs. One is 35 and one is 32, and they've both been able to buy a property. Have they been able to buy a property in Shankill? No. I'll tell you why. The average three-bedroomed house in Shankill is now €645,000. Okay, so a single person, not a hope in hell are you ever going to get a mortgage for $645,000. Forget about it. Forget about it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to live in your mammy's road and you want to be able to get her to drop you up breakfast every morning, that ain't going to happen. Okay? In the same way where I grew up in a very average estate in Dublin 14, I couldn't afford to buy on the road that I grew up on. Couldn't afford it now. The house is just ridiculous. So this whole dream that you all have, or that your parents have for you, that they want, be great to have Killian living on the same road. He grew up here and he knows the area. That ain't going to happen anymore, okay? So let's be realistic about it. It's nobody's fault other than inflation and, you know, the desire to have for people wanting to live within Dublin. Okay, so there's lots of factors to blame. So forget about that, okay? His two children, one bought in Drimna. Now, she's from Shankill, she bought in Drimna. It's quite a distance away. And the other bought in Balbriggan. Which again, it's a lovely town. It's not ideal. It's a bit far out. But they, at least his kids, were A, not lazy. They got up off their arse. They saved and saved and saved. I mean, some of the people I'm friends with on social media who are in their early 30s, late 20s, they're on fucking six holidays a year. And I'm not talking, that age group, they're not happy with just going to Malaga for a couple of days. They're going off to Bali, they're going to Australia. You can't go on six holidays a year and expect not to, or expect to be able to buy property. Okay, that's just not the way it works, okay? So you need to be realistic. Are you going to be able to get a mortgage on your own? Probably not. So you need a partner to do that with, yeah? That's, again, that's, I live in the real world. I don't live in a fantasy world, okay, that a lot of you seem to live in. But the realism and the expectation of being able to afford a place in Dublin, you have to forget about it. Forget about it. Okay, lots of people have moved outside Dublin. I'm lucky that we were able to buy in Dublin. Very lucky. Hard work, all that. But you need to be realistic. So in answer to your question, or the question that people have every day, my kids are never going to be able to afford to buy in Ireland. Ball ox.
Barry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Barry?
Good, lad. Good. How's things? How are you?
Not a bother, thanks, Barry. What's your reaction to Peter's message saying he's sick of listening to people giving out about their kids not being able to live in Dublin?
You know, I think you're being absolutely, completely and utterly ridiculous. You know, it is the reality. We can't afford to live in Dublin, but we should be able to afford to live in Dublin. When my folks bought a house, now granted this was in the 90s, both in state jobs, and were able to, and not particularly well paid state jobs, like they were in the prison service, but were able to afford to buy a house here in Swords. I'm going to qualify as a nurse in 2 years' time. And if I was to, you know, marry another nurse and the two of us be on the same wage or a similar wage, we haven't hope. We absolutely haven't hope. It's believed now that you need to have about a might income of €127,000, I think, to buy a three-bed house in Dublin. I mean, the two of us could be directors of nursing and we'd just about be able to get that. But you need years of experience, you need extra time in college, more qualifications you have to pay for, you know what I mean? Like, so it's completely ridiculous that, say, two people in the state job wouldn't be able to afford to live in Dublin. And the reason I know myself that I'd be, you know, more keen to live in Dublin is because I'm going to qualify as an intellectual disability nurse. There's far more intellectual disability services based here in Dublin than there is around the country. It's the kind of, Dublin is really kind of the heart of healthcare. The new children's hospital, I'd love to work there after I do my postgrad in Dublin as well. Like, I know staff working in other Dublin hospitals who live outside of Dublin, but just know that they won't be able to commute to this new hospital, so they're going to move jobs.
Please, Barry, sorry for going across you there, but just I want to pick up on there. So you want what everybody in the world wants. They want to be able to work 5 minutes, or they want to be able to live 5 minutes from where they work. I hate to tell you this, three quarters of the country are not in a situation like that. There's people that have to drive 3 hours, 4 hours. It's the same. And if you work in say in New York, Barry, I have a friend who works for a very good company in Manhattan in New York. Yeah. She has a very good job in Manhattan. She doesn't live in Manhattan. Why? Because she couldn't afford a kennel in Manhattan. So she lives She lives in New Jersey and she gets the train in every morning. It takes an hour and 10 minutes. That's just the way it is. We don't get to work beside where we live.
And I agree with what you're saying there. Do you know, at the moment, it takes me on a good day half an hour to get to work, and I live in Dublin, you know, and I work in Dublin. So I absolutely understand that. But, you know, had we decent, you know, transport from other counties around the country, you know, then I'd absolutely, it's a reality. I'm not going to be able to live in Dublin. I know that, but it shouldn't be the reality. You know, it shouldn't be that. That is, you know, the kind of bottom line. It shouldn't be the reality. It is, but it shouldn't be. I'm not expecting to live, you know, next door to, you know, the hospital or next door to wherever. But, you know, it would be nice to, if I'm coming off a 12 or a 13 hour shift, to not have to tackle into an hour and a half or 2 hours or even more to get home and put my feet up after a day's work and then go to sleep for a couple of hours so I can get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go back in for another 12 to 13 hour shift. Do you know where I'm coming from?
Absolutely. Now, as was pointed out a minute ago, in fact, by the original message from Peter, you could, for example, buy a house in Drimna, maybe.
Oh, I'd be more than happy. You know, I'd like at this point now, like,
yeah, but there's a two bedroom. I just found you a two bedroom for 275 grand in Drimna, so you could literally walk from Mourne Road to the New Children's Hospital. That's about a 15-minute walk, ideal. And you won't get the mortgage on your own probably, but yourself, if you had a partner, you would easily get a mortgage for 275,000.
I can tell you now, and I'll tell you this with my hand on my heart, when it comes to me looking for a house and having a partner where we are looking at that, if I saw something like that I knew we could manage with a mortgage, I'd take it. I'd absolutely take it. I'm not fucking out personally, but I'm not expecting to live in Swords. I'm not expecting to live in Malahide. I'm not expecting to live in Dock. You know what I mean? I'll live, if I can get a place in Dublin, I'll get a place in Dublin.
And it doesn't really matter where?
No, I'm not particularly bothered. Now, do you know, if I was worried waking up in the morning and leaving the car be missing or the rock could come through my window or something, I'd be a little bit wary. But if I thought I was in an area that was going to be safe, that I could have a family, then it doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me go to Anthony. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I think that I was just commenting on your Facebook page about the amount of people complaining that they can't get a mortgage and they want to live in the city. There is life outside of Dublin. There is life outside the M50. Like we're not in the apocalypse times. There is life outside of beyond. Brexit.
I know, but if you listen to that comment from the caller from the other day's podcast, he was basically saying, "My children should be entitled to live near where they grew up. It should be an entitlement."
And they are entitled to do that, but they have to accept that that housing in the city, they are going to be priced out of the market because there is such a high demand. I lived in the city for years. I lived in Dublin, in the city centre and in North Dublin for almost a decade. I know what it's like. I know the prices. Then I took the decision then when I wanted to settle down and have a family to move my family out of Dublin. I live in Kildare now. I still work in the city. I work in Bald's Bridge, pretty much the city centre, and I commute. I still get home before some of my colleagues who live in Swords, who live down in Sandyford. Like the city, yes, people want to live in the city, but it's not possible for everybody.
Okay, so where that caller the other day said my kids should have an entitlement to live in the city, you're saying, yeah, in an ideal world, but we don't live in an ideal world. You have to cut your cloth to suit your measure.
I'm entitled to live wherever I want as well, within reason. I'm entitled to live where I grew up, but where I grew up currently down the country, there isn't actually enough employment for me in my field. So I had to move away. I moved away to Dublin to find employment. I found employment and then I found a suitable place to live within a certain radius. People have to be aware that, yes, you have your entitlements, but you have to live according to what is in front of you as well. You have to live according to what society puts in front of
you. Okay, so that caller the other day saying, my kids have an entitlement to live close to where they grew up. You're saying, yeah, they do, but it's not realistic.
Absolutely. People have their, people are living on cloud cuckoo land when it comes to housing in this country. Cop yourselves on. Look around you. We are in a housing crisis. I had a friend of mine 2 weeks ago who finalised buying an apartment in Swords. I helped him look for apartments and I helped him look for houses because he's not from Ireland. I found a house, €50,000 under his budget, outside of Blessington. A beautiful three-bedroom house with literally a blank slate. You could have done anything to that house. Instead, him and his wife decided to buy a two-bedroom apartment in Swords. I couldn't understand. I could not fathom it that they wanted to live in the city. But their reasoning was that the house out in Blessington was too far away. It was too rural. They wanted to live in a city environment. And coming from where they live, that was absolutely understandable. But when you're thinking about raising a family, which would you honestly prefer? Would you prefer to live out in the country, out in the fresh air, and close to schools as well? There were 5 minutes from Blessington, where there's ample schools, there's ample facilities, there's shops, there's everything that you could possibly need, but you still have that country living environment. And you're still within an hour of Dublin. Within maybe, if you have to commute during the day, fair enough, you're commuting an hour and a half to Dublin. But is your sanity, is your physical and mental well-being honestly not worth it?
Now, personally, I live outside of the city. I love where I live. I wouldn't like to live in the city, to be quite honest with you. And I take your point. But I would stay there for 1 second because, Jessica, you've been going on a mad one here over this conversation. Do you believe you should have a right to live in Dublin? You should have a right to live near where you grew up?
100%. Even if it's on the city centre, I should at least be able to live in the suburbs, for fuck's sake.
But if you can't afford to, you can't afford to.
No, because me and the other half are on minimum wage. Like, we're living on fucking buttons. Like, how the fuck are we meant to leave our own homes? It's disgraceful. I'm 25 years of age. I thought I'd have my own place by now. I'd be lucky if I get to 30 and have my own fucking gaff.
And whose fault is that?
Are you actually serious?
Yeah, no,
Are you trying to call me lazy or something?
No, I didn't.
You're trying to call me lazy.
Didn't use that. No, I'm asking whose fault do you believe that is?
I'm looking at the government and the landlords the realtors and the property makers. Who else is making the prices too high?
Okay, yeah, I agree with you. The prices are ridiculous. But you need to stop the sense of entitlement. I'm entitled to a house in Dublin. I mean, if you're on a minimum wage, go.
I never said entitled. I said I should be able to.
But that's entitled. No, that's entitled. That's entitled. Just worded a different way.
What's wrong with me?
Let me rephrase what you just said. I should be entitled to be able to buy a house in Dublin where I'm from. That's what
you're putting words in my mouth. I said I should be able to.
Well, that's
okay. Well, let me throw another comment to you that just came in a second ago, and it's from Darren, and he says, well, go out and better yourself, Jessica. Go out and get a better job, better paid.
I didn't have the balls to say that to her. I'm glad he said it.
I'm just regurgitating.
No, hang on. Because guess what? That things cost money. If I wanted to go back to college, go back to university, get better skills, it's still going to cost me money. Money that people would argue, well, you should have put away for a fucking house. It's a catch-22. So what the fuck am I meant to do? I'm better off just slaving away in a minimum wage job.
Well, Anthony, what the hell else is she meant to do?
That is the biggest cop-out I have ever heard. In this country, we have something called Springboard. Did that caller ever hear of Springboard, where you get literally a free education? You could get a free degree from that. It is absolutely the biggest cop-out I have ever heard. Go on to springboard.ie, and there is I think it's 15%.
They're not going to pay me though, really.
Every course in the country is offered for free to everybody. So
yeah, but they're not going to pay me for going to it, are they? I need money to put away for the house.
Education does not cost. I work with people who are working the night shift, putting themselves through their education on the day shift, during the day then. I know people studying English, studying medicine, studying literature,
What about people who aren't academically gifted? Because I was never academic, all right? I was always more of a working bee. So tell me about that then. What am I meant to do then?
Neither was I, but you have to put in the effort, Jessica.
Yeah, but Jess, you said something there. You said I should be able to afford something on minimum wage. Now, the reality of this is, if everybody on
well,
the,
we should all be Jeremy, but
No, they shouldn't. Nobody's fucking you in the arse, Jess. The way it is, you're saying on minimum wage you should be able to. If everybody on minimum wage was able to afford a house in Malahide, how would that work out? If you had 3 million people all deciding, I just want to work a minimum wage, but I want to be able to buy a house worth 800 grand. That's not the way life works. Things cost money. I should be able to drive a Porsche car, shouldn't I?
Look at it.
No, but I should be able to drive a Porsche, should I not? Love those cars. Love them.
If you want to, then yeah. If you
so,
want to.
So why am I? So why aren't I? Why aren't I?
You're a working class.
Okay, I should.
Have you seen the prices there?
I should be able to drive a
brand.
I should be able to drive a Porsche car. Why am I driving one?
I don't know. Maybe because you haven't bought one. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
Because I can't afford one. Because I'm living within
well,
my.
Because I'm living with. You better yourself. But you have your three fucking jobs. How long does it take?
But hang on. You think you should be able to live in Malahide on minimum wage? Is that what you're saying?
I don't care. Once as long as it's at least a suburb in Dublin, because I shouldn't have to move to Kerry or Mayo or the backyards of fucking nowhere just to have a home.
Let me ask you then, Jessica, do you believe, because this is a conversation that has been had in recent years, do you believe that having a home, having a roof over your head, whether you've a good job or a bad job, should be a constitutional right?
100%. Why shouldn't it be?
What would inspire you then to work harder to get to buy a home if you were going to guarantee to get one for nothing?
What do you mean work harder? I'm literally working my backsides off 5 days a week. The other half's working herself 5 days a week. What more am I meant to do? Am I meant to work 24 hours, 365 days a year? Like,
okay,
I'm entitled to a fucking break as well.
Okay, and entitled to a roof over your head as well.
Have you ever thought about taking up a second job?
No.
Well, and work myself to death.
But
you seem to be one of those people who's thinking, oh, you live to work, you work to live, not live to work.
Well, no, if you want certain things, I'm not going to rabbit on. Someone said I would rabbit on about how many jobs I have and all. I'm not even going to mention that. But very few people nowadays, Jess, can survive on one well-paid job. You are trying to live a champagne lifestyle on a minimum wage job.
She never said she was living a champagne lifestyle.
It's an expression. You want to be able to live in the capital city of the country on minimum wage.
In what economy of what country
does that happen, where someone on minimum wage... okay, so someone on minimum wage in New York, Jess, will be a taxi driver, okay?
Are taxi
drivers living in penthouses on 6th Avenue in New York?
No, because in places like America, minimum wage is more dirt than it is over here. That is a stupid comparison. They're on, $4 to $5 an hour or something.
I'm just saying... You can't compare it. You just want... There's a sense of entitlement there. As far as I'm concerned, that I demand to be able to live in Dublin on a minimum wage.
I never said that. You are again putting words in my mouth. I just said I should be able to. And don't for once to try and twist it and say that I'm being entitled.
Okay, do me a favour, Jess. Stay on the line there for 1 second. If somebody wants to talk to you in a minute. Before that, let me bring in Keith, who sent us a WhatsApp voice note to 0858252626.
Same places in Ireland are becoming places for the rich. So the rich can live there. And the rest of us are just drones, you know. We walk to keep the place turning while they live in their little rich home, you know. And then coming on and saying that people can, if they work hard and save that money, they can get a fucking house. 2024 Ireland. No, the country has gone a shit show.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Lorraine, why are you annoyed listening to Jessica?
Because I would love to live in Dublin, 100%. I would love it. Me and my partner both had high-paying jobs back 11 years ago before I left, and I simply couldn't afford it, so I had to leave. People who sit there and bitch and whinge and moan, saying, I should have a house in this part of Dublin, I should have a house there. Yeah, you should be entitled to it, but if you can't afford it, shut up whinging and leave.
But why should I move to the backyards and nowhere just to have a home?
Which, by the way, I need a car to get from A to B.
It's going to cost more money.
I don't drive, and I live in Westmeath, and my family live in Dublin. I know this big thing is called a bus.
Yeah, but you've said before, Lorraine, you're a stay-at-home mother, correct?
Yeah.
Right, that's that's just different then, because I'm working, the other half's working.
No,
kids.
I work.
So
when
what
I
we meant
in
to
Dublin.
Do?
I
waste
work.
Money on buses, waste money on a car. No, I should be
I
able
work
to
when
live
I live
in Dublin
in.
If I want to.
I work.
It's just
when
the
I
fucking
rain,
realtors and propertyers who are making it fucking impossible.
But
am I right or am I wrong?
Jessica, I have a house. I left Dublin because I simply
fair
couldn't afford it.
Fair play to
but
you.
But I'm not
but
sitting
I'm
there
not,
moaning.
I'm
the sound of entitlement down here is annoying me.
I'm not packing my bags and moving all the way down to the back of
no
nowhere. It's not fucking happening.
But don't sit there that you can't have a house. Don't sit there bitch and whinge then that I can't afford a house because you won't
leave.
All yous
can all fuck off. Seriously, get fucked all yous.
Ooh.
The truth hurts.
That's Jessica gone
the
now.
Did she actually hang up? The truth hurts.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yep, she has hung up, yep.
The sense of entitlement out of her annoys me. She's sitting there bitching and whinging that she can't afford a house in Dublin. Right, either could I, but guess what I did? I left and got one. I left Dublin, left to go to Westmead. I live 40 minutes outside Dublin, and I have a house.
And when you hear, like, in fact, does anybody else agree with Jessica that you everybody should have, she's basically saying you should have a right to housing in the Constitution, that she should be able to live in, if necessary, a state-provided house in the capital rather than move out of it?
But why? And if that's the case, everyone's going to be standing there going, I need a house, I want a house, I want a house, I want a house. Yes, I would love to live in Dublin. That's where I'm from. That's where my family is. My partner's family live in Dublin. I simply can't afford it, but I'm not going to sit and bitch and whinge when I could get a house outside of Dublin. Like, I know my friends have moved 15, 20 minutes outside Dublin and got a house. And yet, they're only 10, 15 minutes outside Dublin. Like, people like that annoy me. The sense of entitlement just bugs me. Dublin's not the be-all and end-all of Ireland.
No, of course it's not. In fact, there are places outside of Dublin that I'd much rather live in than Dublin itself, if I'm to be honest. There are some beautiful, wonderful parts of this country. But, Lorraine, is there not something to be said, though, that people should have a right to live near where they grew up?
Oh, 100%. You should have that right. But the price of houses and the price of property in Dublin, outrageous. I see my sister had to move back home to save to get a mortgage at the moment to buy a house in Dublin. Like, it's gone astronomical. If you want a house and you want a house and you want one soon enough, you're going to have to leave Dublin, unfortunately. That's just a simple fact.
And people like Jessica just need to face up to that fact.
Just need to face up to it. As I said, I would love to live there. I lived in Dublin up to 11 years ago. I had a high pay. Yes, now she's pointed out my stay-at-home man, but I had a high-paying job when I lived in Dublin, and so did my partner, and we simply couldn't afford it. And then I had kids, and it turns like when I had my kids, I just could not afford to live in Dublin. So I left down to Westmead, and it's the best thing I ever did. I now have house security for my kids. I can be a stay-at-home mom, and it's brilliant. Dublin's not the be-all and end-all.
Okay, but what would you say to this message from Sean, and he's arguing that wanting to live in Dublin isn't entitlement. You should be entitled to live in Dublin if that's where you grew up.
But if you can't afford it, what's the point in putting yourself in debt? What's the point in not living your life? To put yourself in debt to try stay in Dublin. Like, what's the point in doing that? As Jess said, what's the point in working all these hours of the day and not having a life? Dublin's not the be-all and end-all, lads. There is other places outside it. As I said, I only live 40 minutes away and I don't drive. I use public transport.
And by the way, Sean, I think Sean, a message in there, doesn't understand what the word entitlement means, because what Jess said was exactly entitlement. Entitlement means expecting something. And she did expect. She said, I expect to be able to live in Dublin. Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Maybe not in those
that
words.
Is what she said.
I expect that I should be able to afford a place in Dublin, even though I'm on minimum wage. Now, how does that happen? And if that did, and as well, Keith, I don't know, Lorraine, did you hear Keith's message there out of the ad break? I've never heard a message. I've never heard 30 seconds of more begrudging attitude in my whole life. Basically, begrudging. Keith is one of those people, and I love Keith. He's a great listener to the show. But Keith is the type of person that would walk down, what's that posh road, Adrian and Balls Bridge, with all the big houses? Adelaide Road, is it? Or what's it called?
Oh, the one that's on the Monopoly board.
Yeah, what's it called?
Adelaide Road.
Yeah. No.
Adelaide.
One of those roads. But Keith's the type of person that would walk down one of those roads and see those eight-bedroomed houses in Balls Bridge and go, those fuckers. And that's just begrudgery. If someone can afford an eight-bedroomed house in Balls Bridge, it's because they've been very successful in life and they've made a lot of money. And I don't begrudge them. When I see someone driving around in a brand new 80 grand Tesla car, I don't begrudge them. I say fair play to them. They've worked hard for that.
Yeah, no, No, I totally agree. I 100% agree with you. I think if, there's no point in begrudging someone that's living like yourself in your gated house, Jeremy.
I don't know. Someone robbed the gate. It's gone.
I had to look up the Monopoly Board, the Irish Monopoly Board, Shrewsbury Road.
And Aylesbury Road. Yeah, that's it. Like, the people that live in those houses, by the way, and another message to Keith, the people who live in those houses, Keith, are living there because they are being successful in life, okay? But also, those people that live in those houses in Aylesbury Road pay more taxes than all of us put together because of the money they earn. You know what I mean? So they keep the country ticking.
100%. It just annoys me. The sense of entitlement people have when it comes to likes of this. It's like, yeah, okay, you should be able to live beside mommy and daddy, but at the same time, if you can't afford it, it's simple as, leave.
Okay, so the attitude that you heard from Jess there, you believe it's a ridiculous sense of entitlement. Stop moaning about it and just try and do something about it.
She's the one that said, has Jeremy said, would you not get a second job? Would you not try something else to save up? No, she doesn't want to. Has Jeremy said, she's living a champagne lifestyle on buttons.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine. Let me go to Louise. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Louise?
Hi, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I just agree with that lady. Sorry, I didn't...
That's Lorraine. Lorraine.
Totally agree with her. Go out and get a second job. That's it. Stop bleeding moaning or move outside of Dublin.
Okay, but you heard the argument from Jessica there a while ago. Why should she work two jobs? Why should she spend her entire life working?
Well, then come up with some sort of strategy. Cut back on stuff and do like the rest of us do. You know, that sort of way. You can't be living your life the way you want and then expect to be able to afford to buy a house in a couple of years. Some people have to sacrifice for 5-6 years in order to buy a house. Just cut back on stuff. Sit down with our partner, do a budget, look where they can cut back on and start living frugally for a while until you can put a few bob aside. It's as simple as that. I don't understand why she thinks it's any different.
And what about the argument that she shouldn't have to work two jobs? She shouldn't have to in order to afford. She should be able to afford somewhere to live on her minimum wage job.
Adrian, you know that I'm out here in Ibiza and I work as an English teacher. Like, we have an academy out here. But before I bought my flat, I had to work extra hours. I had to work all the hours God sent in order to be able to get my deposit up for my place. That's what it is. That's what you do. That's what you have to do when you want to buy something. If somebody, Jeremy was just saying that he'd love to have a Porsche or whatever. I'm sure if Jeremy wanted a Porsche, maybe if he cut back him and his wife, they could probably afford a second-hand one five or six years down the road.
I'd love a Porsche and a porch.
And you've neither.
And I've neither. Because I'd love somewhere for the kids to throw their shoes when they come in. So I want a porch and a Porsche. No, but it is. You can't have everything. You can't have everything in life. You know,
Absolutely not.
There's people who are very, very lucky who maybe were given property by parents and stuff like that. But for the rest of us, I never asked for anything. I never got anything off my parents. I never got anything off the state. Everything I got...
Likewise, Jeremy.
Yeah, everything I got and everything you got was from hard work. What part of Spain are you living in, by the way?
I beat the San Antonio. It was Tuesday last month.
Oh, yeah, the poor agent got arrested. I love to bring that up.
Yeah, you really do. You need to get over it. It's a long time ago. But yeah, and you messaged earlier on to say that you it was the best thing that you ever did, moving far, far away.
Yeah, but it's the same thing, Adrian. I mean, I didn't, you know, I had to work hard. I had to work hard and save hard for about 5 or 6 years before I could buy my property here. I've been out here 15 years and I only bought my property in 2020, just before the pandemic. You know, that sort of way. So I was out here for a good 10 years before I could afford to buy a place. You know, that's what you have to do. You just have to do it. You have to knuckle down. I sacrificed holidays. I sacrificed home. I sacrificed buying new clothes. I sacrificed changing my car. Loads of stuff I did well myself before we could buy the place.
But it was worth it in the end.
Absolutely worth it in the end. Absolutely. Absolutely. At the end of the day, you know that nobody's going to come knocking on your door telling you have to leave. The property system over here is really bad. Like, I mean, it's a Spanish that are, because, you know, yourself, it's a touristic island, loads of people come out and they rent places to work for 6 months and they can pay up front and stuff like that. So it is bad. But there are other places in Spain. I mean, you can get a villa on the mainland for about 220,000. Like, I'm talking a four-bedroom villa with a pool in Alicante and stuff like that. You know, that's what, but I chose to live here, and I have three kids here. I have a life here. My kids go to school, three young kids and all that. But I had to provide. I didn't want my kids growing up in a rented property, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but it was for the security. I think Jeremy mentioned that before, was having the security that your kids have somewhere that they can call home, you know, that sort of way. And in order for me to do that, I had to work extra hours, as did my hubby, in order for us to be able to get a deposit. And we had to get a big deposit here before we could get a mortgage, like a huge deposit.
But you did in the end, with a bit of hard work.
5 years it took us, but we did it.
All right, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more calls on this. This is Liam.
Lads, a couple of years back, my partner left in Cavan because it's the only place she could get a house. And she started training for a job in Dublin Airport. Her shifts was 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. So like, she was up from 12:30 to leave the house at 1:30 to drive the whole way to Dublin Airport. And then after that there, to Cavan again, back home. So like, let's get off your fucking arse and do something. You're not entitled to just live wherever the fuck you want.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Robert has been on to us on 085 825 2626.
Hi guys, big fan of the show. Yeah, totally agree with that initial text about the topic. You can buy a house in Ireland. My partner and I did it, sacrificed, same as you have to save, you know, worked around the clock, wearing good high paying jobs. Now we couldn't afford to live in Dublin, but you need to sacrifice that. That's another part of sacrifice, you know. You can't always get where you want. We would have loved to have lived there in Dublin. Not possible. It's crazy priced. I'll agree with some people calling in about that, but you need to sacrifice and just realise, live within your means. And again, we're living out in the country, got a brand new house, a fraction of the price that you'd pay in Dublin, and we're very happy there. And as some people just think, oh, it has to be Dublin. It doesn't always have to be. If you're prepared to put the work in and all, you can get a house. Just some people need to rein themselves in and realise they can't all live in Dublin. It's just not possible or feasible. There's doctors and all that can't, they're struggling to get housing in Dublin. Thanks again, guys.
All right, let me go to line two. Sorry, Jeremy, you want to get in there?
Eddie's message there as well.
Eddie.
Look, not everybody is going to have a good paying job to get a mortgage. Some people do jobs. Like me, for example, I work security. It's not the best paying job. Some people work cleaning. Some people work delis. All these vital jobs that were applauded during COVID, but they won't get you on the property ladder. So where should we live?
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed.
Okay. Bang me head against the wall. There'll be a wall here, can bang my head against.
Yeah, the one down the back there.
Okay, Eddie, let me just respond to what you said there. I would never look down my nose on anybody who has any kind of job, low paid. Or otherwise. Once you work, every job is honourable. Any job you do is honourable once it's not illegal. But here's my point. Are you honestly saying, you're an intelligent man, but what you've just said there is stupidity. Do you honestly believe in a world where someone working behind a deli counter should be able to afford a 4-bedroom semi-detached in Fox Rock? Is that exactly what you're saying? Because that's what it appears to me that you're saying. Low-paid jobs are low-paid jobs because they are unskilled jobs. Okay, they don't require a qualification. They don't require a skill. So when people go to college and go to college for several years, yeah? They study hard. You know, to become a doctor, you have to study for 7 years in college. The reward of that at the end, Eddie, is that you get to be a doctor and you earn a better wage, you live in a bigger house, you go on nicer holidays, you have a boat, a car, and a membership to a golf club, okay? And I'm not dissing your job, but to become a security guard and sit in a hut minding a building, yeah? You don't have to go to college for 7 years. It's not a life, you're not saving lives, okay, as security. So that job is going to pay less. This is simple fucking economics. I can't believe I'm even having to explain this to adults. Do you get the point I'm trying to make, Adrian?
I don't think he's saying that he should be able to live in Fox Rock.
But he can live somewhere. I don't know what Eddie earns, but I'm sure he would be able to buy in Wexford or Waterford or something like that. The point is, if working behind a deli counter making rolls, yeah, was a good enough job to be able to get you on the property ladder, I wouldn't even be sitting here talking to this arsehole every day. No, but I wouldn't. I'd love to be able to go into Centra for 5 hours a day, make a few ham and cheese rolls and go back to my 5-bedroom semi-detached. Live in the real bloody world, lads.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Great, That's the starting boys.
Well, what did you want to say on this, Trev?
I'm sick, fucking tired. To me, back to the people saying to me, oh, I'd love to buy where I grew up. I'd love to live close to my parents. Yeah, I'd love to live in Dublin. If you want to live in Dublin, you better have this expectation of owning a room, and that's it. You want to expect, you want to have higher expectations of maybe owning a few bedrooms, a few other rooms in the house, maybe an ensuite, a downstairs toilet. Look outside Dublin. These fuckers that just want to be in their little forever homes that maybe the council gives them, maybe they work and they stay in Dublin, but they only have these tiny little bleeding rooms. That's all you're going to get. That's your bleeding goal in life. No wonder the fucking country's failing.
We heard Jessica earlier on. She is working in a minimum wage job, but she believes that should be sufficient to at least get a roof over her head in Dublin. What do you say to that?
Yeah, we'll get a roof over your head in Dublin, but it won't be a fucking good roof. It won't be a big roof. It won't be something that you'd really strive to work towards. So that's our aspirations in life. Jesus, no wonder she's in a minimum pay fucking job.
So people need to get up off their arse and either work harder if they want to live in Dublin or accept that they can't afford to and move out of it.
Lad, you know me, right? Couldn't read or write when I left school very young. Started my own business, grew it, and I have a few properties around Ireland now. I am, as like the people call me, the enemy of my landlord. Do you know how I got that?
No.
I worked really hard. And I didn't accept €10 wage. I just did not want my kids being raised for that amount of money. And I wasn't going to be sitting on the fucking dole my whole life. Like someone who I used to start ringing to your show who claimed a dole, yet work. And the whole point is, why should I buy in this thing when I can get a free gaff?
But that's the whole point.
Fucking role model to your kids.
Yeah, but hang on. I assume you wouldn't include single mothers who are raising three children in that. Surely they're entitled to a free house.
Nobody's entitled to a free house.
Well, not a free house, but...
See, this is another thing that fucking pisses me off about this country, lad.
But hang on, do you not believe in affordable housing where someone who, a single mother... who the scumbag father of her children has walked out and she has three children on her own. Is she not entitled to go on the housing list?
Well, no, me personally, I believe everybody should work for what they have. But that's another thing that pisses me off.
But how does a single mother...
fucking kids and then saying the government needs to look after me. Fuck off. No, but
does a single mother with three... And I'm just taking this as an example.
Stop opening your legs then.
Oh, gee. What's this, the 70s? No, I'm just thinking of, in my estate, there is a woman...
Lads, do you not see the fucking the problem here? So a girl can fucking pop out 10 sprogs and then say, can I have a house, please? Well, everybody else in the country works their fucking ass off and is paying absorbent mortgages now because the housing prices are fucking through the roof. You know what I mean? Like, why the fuck should we give out free gas?
I'm thinking of, and I hope she doesn't mind, but I'm not identifying her. The woman that lives in my estate, lovely woman, has three children. Father fucked off, absolute waste of space, sperm donor. She has to raise those children. She has to bring them to school in the morning. She has to pick them up. How is she supposed to work full time to keep a roof over her head?
Well, all I'll say is, in the last few years, we've had COVID hills and a lot of jobs in now from home. Don't give me that bullshit. Oh, she can't work. Everybody can fucking walk. And all of our kids go to school, so there's a few hours in the day. They come home from school, more than likely they're going to be out with their mates. There's a few hours in the evening. Don't tell me you can't be fucking working for those hours.
Okay, so you think there is no excuse under the sun for not working?
Well, lads, at the end of the day, if they take more fucking pressure off the system of the fucking dollar in this country, maybe the fucking things wouldn't be as high in price as they are.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Trevor. Let me go to line two. And Paige, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Paige.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You're amazing.
Thank you very much.
Lovely topic. I want to have a word with Trevor, please.
You can. Trevor, prepare to be slaughtered.
Yeah, Trevor.
Okay, here we go.
Every day. You must have crack in your eyes. You sound so sleepy. Who wakes you up? Do you even get out of the bed? Are you lying in the bed? What do you do?
Was there a question in there?
Have you got ears?
Yes, I do have ears, love, and I also have a business to run, so can we get to the point?
Okay, I serve you in the deli. What's wrong with the deli?
Absolutely nothing.
Right, so could you not...
But if you want to own a home in Dublin, you better get a better job.
or at least work a second job.
No incentives to help us people. Like, I don't want to be on a council list. Like,
Oh my God, you just said it. You just fucking said it. Why does the government have to help you?
Listen, love,
I'm going to say this to you now, okay? And I'm going to say this to all the little listeners on podcast land.
Please,
the government doesn't give a fuck about you, me, or anybody else in this country. They just want to put the brown envelopes in their pockets, and that's it. So cop on, grow up, and forty yourself. You can't. You build yourself up. You don't rely on the government to pick you up and raise your children like some single mothers out there.
Sorry, Paige, say that again, please.
I've no money for college. I'd love to, but I haven't. I won't lie. I haven't got brains to be going to college. I've 9 kids.
Well, Paige, I couldn't read or write when I left school before my mid-teens. So what could I just sit back and say, I can't read or write? No, I didn't want that life for kids.
Let me ask you, Paige. You say you've 9 children, and have you nobody to support
Holy
you?
Holy fuck!
What's wrong with 9 kids? That's I had 2 sets of twins.
How many?
9.
And I presume you're with the father.
Well, it's kind of on and off.
I just fucking passed away peacefully here, boys. Jesus Christ, 9 kids. And my God, have we got your forever home off the government yet, love?
You're not far behind me on the kids front, let's be real.
Yeah, but I'm with the same parent of all my kids, love, and we have our own homes all over Ireland, and we bought them ourselves.
We're not all as lucky as you, Trevor.
How am I lucky, love? Nothing was handed to me in my life. I built myself up and I pulled myself up. Nobody helps me.
Let me ask you, Paige, then. How do you survive with 9 children and where do you live?
I'm in Cambridge. I'm in a 3-bed rental.
There you go.
For me forever home, as Trevor likes to call it. And I've been told...
You mean your rental home off the government? There won't be a forever home, love.
I know. Well, I'm praying it will, Trevor, because all my neighbours...
It won't be, because you'll never own it. It'll never be yours. It'll be the government's. Always.
No, they told me I can buy it off them because I've been such a good renter.
No, if you've 9 children, at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to afford to buy it off them.
Well, that's not really nice, Trevor, if I'm trying to better myself.
Well, I'm not trying to put you down, love. Get a second job. Get a better partner. Put some of your fucking kids to work. Jesus.
They're not old enough yet.
How old are your children?
16, 15, 13, 12, and the twins are 7.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you're the seasons, one every fucking year, what? Jesus. Oh my God.
We'll afford contraception. When my fella has fast...
Your fella's what?
You must latch on and not fucking let go, love.
No, it's not my fault. I'm very attractive, Trevor.
Right, anyway, the fact of the matter is that you believe it is your right or entitlement to have a house for you and your 9 kids.
Thanks.
Here we go. Entitled.
Paige, I have a number for someone I'm going to pass on to you at the end of the show, yeah? It's basically the fella who gave me the snip.
Okay.
Jesus.
Thank you so
good luck.
Much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Thank
bye-bye.
You,
it's all
bye.
It's all done in only bye. Bye-bye. It's all done in under 30 minutes. Jeez, that man has some sperm, hasn't he?
Jess is on again. She was on earlier on and she's still angry.
Do you know what? If I really wanted to be entitled, I'd honestly go on the dole, get a free gaff from the council. But no, I'm literally working to try and save up for a gaff that will take me fucking years. So if you all want to stay there, then I'm privileged. I'm entitled this, that and the other. Blow off, seriously. That's what I say to you all.
Okay, she's still angry. Sean!
Hey, that's a story. I only have a few seconds to send this voice note. I just was trying to say earlier that I think it's actually our fault, their own fault, that house prices are going up so high, and it's pure greed. If you put your house up for sale for 400,000, after the bidding war, it's going to be 430. And the next house that goes for sale in that area, they're going to start at 430 because they know Mick down the road got 430 for his. There'll be a bidding war on that as well. It'll sell for 450. The next asshole selling their house in the area will start at 450. So before you know it, there's a pattern of every year, every time a house gets sold, it's going up 10, 20 grand. And you're looking at an area to buy. By the time you save, it's you're 100 grand out. Sorry, you're not buying there. You've got to go further away from Dublin. It's actually your own fault. In fact, if they remove the ability to bid on houses, that someone wants to buy the house and they have the money, they can buy it. I believe they do in Spain and most parts of the US. There's no difference between an auction and a sale in this country. If it's for sale, you get the bid. If it's an auction, you get the bid. The price should be the price.
All right, thanks very much indeed. And one final voice note.
No, I take back the previous message. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't work, but I live in a council house. Should I not be entitled to it? Yes, my partner works, but he's not home Monday to Friday, so... Where do we go with that one, Trevor?
All right. That was a message for Trevor. Interesting conversation.
Yes, absolutely. And it's I always love finishing off a podcast hearing from people who actually agree with everything I said.
They didn't all agree with everything you said.
A lot of them did. A lot of them did.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel. And before we go, I just want to let you know that here at the White Sands Hotel, the home of Tamango's Nightclub, they have an amazing night coming up in June. The number one ABBA tribute band, Mamma Mia, will be playing in Tamango's Nightclub, which is just below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. Mamma Mia, the ABBA tribute band, on the 8th of June 2024. Tickets available from eventbrite.ie. You just search for Mamma Mia. Thank you for listening. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification when we upload another episode of Opinions Matter.